And welcome back. It is the Morning Blitz here on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.FM. Joined now by Chris Clark of Gamecock Central. He's a football insider for Gamecock Central. Chris, how you doing this morning, my man?
Doing well, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks so much for joining us. Just a few minutes here with Chris Clark. I know wife's pregnant, got a doctor's appointment. Super happy for you, man. Congratulations, first of all, before we get
started. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. We're excited.
No problem at all. So I guess the first question that I want to ask you here is, what's happened to the South Carolina pass defense? Is it the lack of pressure or is it the secondary? What's happened with this pass defense for South Carolina?
Oh, well, you just laid out the formula precisely, actually. When you have a lack of pass rush and then a young and inexperienced secondary, that is a bad recipe for disaster, especially when you play some really good offenses to open the season, in particular Texas A&M. We know they've got a great system, talented skilled players, a quarterback that, let's face it, is better than everyone thought probably coming into the year. Then you play East Carolina, who was last seen dropping 70 on UNC last weekend. Even Georgia, they're thought of as more of a running team. They can certainly pass it as well. So, some challenges early and often for this Gamecock team. So I think the thing was, we knew they would not be as good rushing the passer because they lost Jadeveon Clowney, Chad Sutton. They don't have a Melvin Ingram, Devin Taylor, some guys that they've had in the past, and then they lost their top three corners really from last season. So all those things have really hurt, I would say. But I think they've been exploited on a much bigger scale than anyone thought even coming into this year.
Once again, we're speaking with Chris Clark of Gamecock Central here on the Morning Blitz, KCOU 88.1 FM. So you mentioned the quarterback there, Dylan Thompson. How has he progressed from last season? Because I remember last year when Mizzou played against a Dylan Thompson-led South Carolina team, they were up 17-0. All of a sudden, Connor Shaw comes in, one of the greatest college quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life, and destroys Mizzou. How's Dylan Thompson looking this year?
Well, he's done well, and I think he has grown. This is the first year where he's really the guy. Of course, he started some games where Connor Shaw's been banged up, including that Missouri game last year. And yes, some of the game was, some things that Dylan did. I mean, he had the interception. He threw way downfield. He wasn't super sharp last year in that particular game, but you also got to remember there were some things that weren't Dylan's fault. I mean, South Carolina fumbled the ball a couple times from the running back position, including when they were deep down in Mizzou territory. So a lot of things just didn't go South Carolina's way, and they didn't play very well overall in really the first three quarters. And then once Connor jumped in, things just really turned around as they tended to do when he was in the game. But yeah, Dylan's a different type of quarterback. I mean, he's still mobile. He's not as mobile as Connor. He's not going to run the ball as much on designed runs or on scrambles, But he's more of a pocket passer. He's going to push the ball downfield more. He's a very good leader. He has a very good command of the offense. The thing with him is just he does put the ball in danger some. He's had probably, off the top of my head, two or three plays that really could have been interceptions this season, and he's thrown some interceptions so far this season. So the biggest thing for him is just going to be taking care of the football and just running the offense, because he's got some weapons that he can distribute the ball to in this offense.
Just a couple questions left here with Chris Clark of Gamecock Central. He's a football insider for Gamecock Central, part of the Rivals Network. Okay, so I look at Mike Davis, and I thought that he was going to be one of the Heisman contenders potentially this year, one of the better players in the SEC. And then I look at his statistics this year, and it doesn't really follow up with that. What's going on with Mike Davis? Is this part of the rib injuries, or is this just who he is now?
Well, he's just been banged up, really, this season. He's had the rib injury. He's had lower body injuries. And, his running style, throughout his career, his running style has caused him to, be banged up with some minor nagging injuries here and there. He hasn't had any major injuries, fortunately, so far. But he hasn't been 100% this season that we've seen. He still had some very nice runs. He's done some good things. But I'm just not sure that he's completely 100% healthy. And it's sort of hard to get a grasp on it. I mean, if you ask Mike himself when he's available to the media, he always says, what injury, not sure what you're talking about, that sort of thing. But if he can get healthy, I think that'll be you know, a big boost for him in the offense. You know, Brandon Wilds is going to keep getting carries. David Williams, the redshirt freshman, scored his first career touchdown against Vanderbilt, and he'll have a chance to get into the game more against Missouri, particularly because Brandon Wilds, while he was at practice yesterday, he could be a little bit limited with the shoulder injury. So we'll see how that plays out. But for Mike, I think one of the biggest things is just that he hasn't been totally 100% healthy, I don't think.
And last question here for Chris Clark of Gamecock Central. He's a football insider for Gamecock Central, part of the Rivals Network. What are your expectations for this game? Do you think that South Carolina ends up pulling this out, or what are your expectations going in?
Well, I think in order to win, USC is going to have to score some points. Again, Missouri has a mobile quarterback. They've got, everybody always forgets for some reason about Missouri's running game. They can run the ball very effectively. They've got very good receivers. They've got an offensive line that understands it's not performing up to what they expected, but still a veteran group that can be pretty good. And Missouri doesn't beat themselves often on defense, even though I know they're giving up some points at times this year. So South Carolina's going to have to play well. They're going to have to score some points, and they're going to have to not turn the ball over. So I expect Missouri to score. I expect Missouri to get some yards, make some yards on this Gamecock defense. I think, given that it's at home, I think South Carolina will pull out a victory, but I think it'll be, you know, as basically every game's been except for that first Texas A&M game, it'll probably be a fourth quarter contest. I don't think it's going to be a big margin of victory for the Gamecocks, but I think you do have to give them the edge at home in a night game.
Once again, he's Chris Clark of Gamecock Central. You can follow him on Twitter at GC Chris Clark. Chris, hope all the news is great this morning. Really appreciate you joining us before you go in there with your wife.
Okay, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Brandon.
No problem. Thank you. Once again, that's Chris Clark of Gamecock Central.